I love my church. I love my church family. And I just want to honor our pastors, Pastor Brandon, Sharon, Pastor Kevin and Donna, Pastor John and Lorna. You guys are awesome. I think we have the best pastoral team in the whole world. I can be very definitive. I can say that with conviction in my heart. We have the best team in the whole world. And we have the best church in the whole world. So thank you guys for being here. And if you haven't signed up for group, I've got a paper in the back. It says Life Groups. Just put your name down and we'll be in touch with you. We want to connect with you. And Life Groups really do work. They work. This morning I have my sister, who is one of the pastors from the POC churches, and I met her about 10 years ago, and we did life together for a season, and we're still doing life. 14 years ago. So life group do work. We're still doing life. Every time I need prayer, I pick up my phone and I go, Sister Charmaine, it's happening again. Would you pray? Right? And so they do work. If you haven't signed up, you need to sign up, please. And next week for the conference, I'm just going to tell everybody again, if you have plans, cancel your plans. If your friends have plans, tell them to cancel their plans and be here. I'm telling all my friends to cancel their plans. I canceled my plans. I'm going to be here. Cancel your plans. Be here. You'll never be the same. Amen? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not sure if that's a trick from John again. Okay, here we go. Here we go. You've come here this morning. God has brought you here this morning. And we can have as much fun as we want to have in the presence of God. But this morning, I hope you came with an expectation. I hope you came here this morning with an expectation that when you leave this place, you're not going to leave empty. That when you walk through those doors, you walked in here this morning with something in your heart, with something happening in your life. But when you walk through those doors and go back home, you will not leave empty. I wish I had a faith in the room to believe that God is in the house today to meet every need according to his riches. Every need according to his riches. Not our riches, but his riches. I want to talk to you this morning about the title, I Am Not Leaving Empty. I want to read from Genesis chapter 15 and verse number 13. Then the Lord said to him, know for certain that for 400 years your descendants will be strangers in a country not their own. And they will be enslaved and mistreated there. But I will punish the nation they serve as slaves. And afterward, they will come out with great possessions. The King James Version says this. Know for surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that's not theirs, and shall serve them. And they shall afflict them for 400 years. And also, that nation whom they serve, I will judge. And afterward, they will come out with great substance. Doesn't matter what you're going through this morning. It doesn't matter where you're at this morning. I came with an expectation in my heart this morning. If you don't want to receive it, I'm going to receive it. I'm going to preach myself happy this morning because I've tested and I've seen that my God is good. So God tells Abraham, he says, that your descendants will go through a great affliction. And for 400 years, they will be in slavery. And then he says, but I want you to know that I'm going to bring them out. Not only am I going to bring them out, but when I bring them out, I am going to bring them out with great substance. I will bring you out. It doesn't matter what you're going through, I'm going to bring you out. But when you come out, you will never be the same. When you come out, some things will change in your life. When you come out, some stuff in your life is going to shift. When you come out with a promotion. When you come out with your healing and victory in your heart. When you come out, know for surely that my people will go through some stuff, that your people will go through some stuff, but when you come out, I will bring you out with great substance. And sometimes when you're in the heat of the battle and everything around you is crushing, you don't need to know how you're going to come out. You just need to know that you're going to come out. You don't need to know when you're going to come out. You just need to know that you are going to come out. And when you come out, you will come out with great substance. You will come out. You will come out. You will come out. You will come out. That is the word of the Lord for you. You are going to come out. You will come out with great substance. Nobody likes going through stuff. But every now and then, we all go through some stuff. Every now and then, I wake up in the morning, on a Sunday morning, and all of a sudden I'm so tired. Every now and then, you're going to go through some stuff in your life. Every now and then, you're going to have some challenges in your life. But I need you to know this morning that he gives beautiful ashes. The oil of joy, the garment of praise, that is the God that we serve. I need you to know this morning that we have and we serve a good God, that we serve a faithful God. I need you to really understand this morning that it doesn't matter what you're going through, that God has promised. His word is sure. The word of God is sure. We can count on it. We can stand on it. You can bet on it. God will never fail you. He has promised. He's going to bring you out. And when he does, you will never be the same. And I don't know what you're going through, but I know this, that there is no weapon that's formed against you that can prosper. And every tongue that will raise in judgment, you condemn and will refute in the name of Jesus. I don't know what you're going through, but the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Trust him. He will bring you out. And when he brings you out, you come out with great substance. He's the only God. He is the only God that can take a mess and make it into a message. He is the only God that can take what the enemy has meant for evil and turn it around. Nobody else can do that. You can read book after book after book. Nobody is able to take what the enemy has created and orchestrated to destroy your life and turn it around. We serve a God that says, I will bring you out. And when I bring you out, you will come out with great substance. When I bring you out, you come out with some authority. When I bring you out, you come out with the blessing of the Lord. It's okay to shout in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need you to make some space. If you don't have space, make some space. Because this morning, we're going to jump, we're going to shout, we're going to celebrate the goodness of God. The only God that can bring us out of stuff with great substance. The only God that when you go through something, you know you're coming out better than you went in. There is no deal like that. In the whole world, you can travel the world over. God is the only one that says you're going to go through some stuff, but when you come out, you'll be better than you were when you went in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to talk about 3 points. Then I'm going to go home because my life group family is coming over and I need to take care of them. 3 points. Number one. Your affliction has positioned you for your breakthrough. Your affliction has positioned you for your breakthrough. Your beginning is not your ending. Your afflictions have established and positioned you for the greatest move of God that will ever invade your life. Your beginning is not your ending. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. I know the plans that I have for you, declares for you, the Lord. I know the thoughts that I think about towards you, thoughts to prosper you, thoughts to give you a hope and a future, and thoughts to give you an expected end. And I don't know what your ending is today, but I need you to know, wherever you are in your life, whatever stuff is happening in your life, that God is going to bring you through. And when He does, you'll be better than you were when you walked in here this morning. If you believe that this morning, give God the highest praise because He is able, because He deserves it. There's nobody like our God. He is the only one who can make a way for you today. He saw the best in you. When people saw nothing, when people orchestrated to destroy you, God saw the best in you. When the world came against you, He saw the best in you. There's nobody like our God. He sees the best in you. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, He knew you. He ordained you. He called you. He marked you for His greatness. You are coming out with substance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He saw the best in you. He saw the best in you. He saw the best in you. Whatever you're going out, what you're going through today, He saw the best in you. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, He knew you. Think about that for a moment. Take a minute and just ask God to give you understanding regarding the fact, concerning the fact that before you were created, before you were formed in your mother's womb, that He knew you. And that He called you. And there was a purpose for you. And that He set you apart. And appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Before you were formed, He, God, What are you going through that can take you out when you have the understanding that before you were formed? What struggle, what is the crisis in your life? That you feel like it's going to take you out. Would you please just receive the understanding that before there's only so much people can do. There's only so much people can do to you. There's only so much. They can't take away your authority in God. They can't take away your faith in God. There's only so much people can do to you. They can't take out who you are. There's only so much people can do to you. There's only so much. They can't take away your blessing. They can't take away your joy. There's only so much people can do to you. Because before you were formed in your mother's womb, there's only so much anybody can take away from you. Only so much people can take away from you, because this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. He is God. And that's why Job said, in the midst of the confusion and some struggles in his life, he said out loud and he declared, though they slay me, yet shall I trust me. Though they slay me, yet shall I trust him. And he said, I am going through some stuff, but when I come out, I'm going to come out as gold, better than I was before. Job 23:10 says, for he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come out as gold. I wish I had a testimony this morning. I wish I had testimony this morning of a man and a woman who understands that my beginning is not my ending. That today, that tomorrow is going to be better than today. That when I live here, I'll be better than when I came in. I wish I had a testimony this morning of somebody who believes deep down in their heart that God is in the business of restoring and reclaiming, and he will bring you out what you're going through with great substance. I wish I had a testimony this morning. If you believe that, give God the highest praise today. He is God. He is in the house today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it didn't say, though I come and set my camp and build my house and set my tent in the valley of death. It said, no, though I walk, he will bring you out with great substance. Though I walk through the valley, though I walk through the valley, I serve a God. Though I walk through the valley, I know a Savior. Though I walk through the valley, I know a Redeemer. I know a Deliverer. He will bring me out. You are coming out with blessings. You are coming out with a new level of authority. You are coming out with fire in your hearts. You are coming out in revival. You are coming out with healing in your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. And some of you have prayed, and you have petitioned God regarding certain things in your life. And it seems like the more you get into your prayer closet, the more the warfare is intensifying in your life. I don't know. Maybe it's your marriage. The more you pray and try to work it out, the more it looks like you're growing further apart. But Maybe it's your finances. You don't know how you're going to eat tomorrow. Your mortgage is not paid. Your rent is due. And your car payment is past due. But God, I don't know what you're going through. But intensity in warfare can only mean one thing in the kingdom, that God is about ready to turn the page, that God's about ready to write a new chapter in your life, that God is ready to give you a new story of victory and deliverance and provision and healing. His story in your life, because when he has tested you and you've gone through it all, he will bring you out with substance. One of the most amazing things about serving God, I love my God. Don't matter what I go through, I know I'm coming through. He's going to bring me out. But I'm not coming out empty. That's why when you're African and you're invited into somebody else's house, you go with a basket. You don't leave empty. When I go to Pastor Charmaine's house, I bring my basket. Because after I have eaten, I take all the other food in my basket and I take it to my car and I go home and then I eat some more. You are coming out with substance. God will bring you out with substance. God will bring you out with substance. There is a blessing that comes when you go through some stuff that God has promised you. You don't get to come out and say, man, that sucked. No. You get to come out and say, and look at me now. And look at me now. He is the only God that can do that. He is the only God that can save and can deliver. When I was going through one of the toughest seasons in my life, in my marriage, was on the rocks. I didn't know if I was going to make it. I didn't know what tomorrow was going to look like. I had to hold on the promise of God and say, God, you said, if I will trust you and walk with you, and if I'll stay close to you, God, and if I'll contend and refuse to be denied, that you're going to bring me out, God. And when you do, God, I know there will be blessing. And this morning I can announce that God did what his word says he'll do. He brought me out with great substance, with blessings and authority and provision. God did. He brought me out with healing in my hands. Hallelujah. Jesus, if you have prayed and you feel like nothing is happening, I want to tell you this morning, keep on keeping on. Don't lose heart. Don't be discouraged. He is not a man. He has never lied. I have never seen the righteous forsaken. Keep on keeping out, keeping on. Because if you hold power, if you hold fast on his promise for you and for your life, I guarantee you that God will bring you through. You will reap if you faint not. Weeping is for a night time, but his joy. His joy comes in the morning. Do you believe that? Do you believe that concerning the situation you find yourself in? Can you believe from the bottom of your heart, deep down your belly, that joy comes in the morning? That what was designed to kill you, God will bring you out with a new level of life and authority and give you a story, his story in your life for the nations, for people around you that are going through the same thing. What the enemy got, what the devil meant for evil, God turns it around over and over and over and over again. And I feel this morning, I feel like God wants you to know
that he will fulfill his promise to you. I feel like God wants you to know that your prayers have not gone wasted, that God has heard your prayers, that if you stay the course, that God will bring you out. That if you stay the course, that God will redeem and he will reclaim. If you will stay the course, that everything else of value will come to you when you seek first his kingdom. That is staying the course. Stay the course. Stay the course and see the provision of God. Stay the course and see his healing in your life. Stay the course and see restoration come to your family or to your relationship. Stay the course. Just stay a little longer in God. He is not a man. He cannot lie. He is true 100% to his word. Stay the course. He will bring you out. And he'll bring you out with substance. Hallelujah. Point number two, don't be afraid. Exodus 14, and Moses answered, chapter 13 to 14. Chapter 14, verse number 13. And says, Moses answered the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you'll see the deliverance of the Lord. Says God, and he said, the Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. Because the Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. And you've put in the work. Now it's time to stand. You have put in the work for your kids and for your loved ones concerning your health and concerning things that are dear to you. Now it's time to stand and know that he is God. Now it's time to stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Now it's time to stand and see God do what he does best. He moves mountains. He recreates situations. He makes doors in the walls like this, that my God can come and cut open a door for me to walk through. It's time for you to stand and see the salvation of the Lord. If you will stand, his promise to you is this: I'm going to bring you out. And when I bring you out, you're not coming out empty-handed. I'm going to bring you out with possessions in your hands, with possessions in your heart, with possessions in your spirit, with my story in your heart. I will bring you out. I will bring you out. I will bring you out, but you must stand still. Sometimes the hardest thing in life as believers is for us to resist the urge to move in the flesh. When things are thrown our ways, we want to react and move in flesh. But God says, resist the urge to move in flesh. Stand on the word of God. Stand on my promise and see that I am good, and I'll deliver you and I'll bring you out. Hold your peace. Stand still. Hold your peace. Don't have dialogue that is not productive. You know, those conversations, Have you heard what she said? Man, I haven't seen her in church for a few days. She must be struggling. That's not kingdom. The word of God says, hold your peace. And sometimes when you're in the middle of a crisis, the best thing you can do, rather than react, is hold your peace. Because you don't want to take out your destiny and cancel the promise of God on your life by the words that come out of your mouth. Life and death. Paul said, he said, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself to have yet taken hold of it. But one thing I do. He said, one thing I do. Forgetting what's behind me. He was saying, I am committed to this one thing. I am committed to the process. I am committed for whatever it takes to see me come out of this situation. I am committed for whatever it takes to see me come out of this pain. Whatever it takes, God, for you to shift some things in my life, I am committed. I am committed. I will not react and walk in flesh. I am committed to this one thing. I am committed to this one thing. I am committed for whatever it takes for this challenge to be taken over my life. I am committed to this one thing because I am committed, because I am committed, because I am committed, because I am committed, because I know it's not by might and I know it's not by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord. Are you committed to this one thing? Whatever it takes, whatever you have to go through to endure the process and allow God to bring you out, are you committed to this one thing? What is the one thing in your life that you are committed to? Whatever it takes. The line has been drawn in the sand. You have made up your mind. Come hell or high waters, you will not be moved. The line has been drawn in the sand. You've made up your mind. You're going to come out with some stuff in your hands. You're not coming out empty. Are you committed to this one thing? What are you committed to this morning? Sometimes I heard somebody say that the hardest thing sometimes to say and the hardest words that can ever come out of our mouth is yes, Lord. To your process. Yes, God. To your refining. Yes, God. To your purifying. Yes, God, I am committed. Yes, God, I am committed to this one thing. Whatever it takes, I am committed. When God speaks, things happen. When God moves, things happen. I am committed to this one thing. Maybe it's your marriage. Maybe it's your children that are prodigals. Maybe it's your son. Maybe you just lost your job. Can you be committed and stay the course? Can you be committed to this one thing? Because when God speaks, one word from God, one word from God, God can bring you to a place like Windward. And I believe he brought you here this morning and changed your life forever. One word from God can alter your life forever. One word from God One word from God. One word from God. Yokes are broken. One word from God. Sickness is healed. One word from God. What's your situation? One word. God says, one God. One word. When I speak, God says, I speak. God speaks. One word will change your situation. God speaks. One word will bring your healing. God speaks. And one word will bring deliverance. God speaks. And one word will put a marriage together. God speaks. One word from God. One word from God. One word from God. And maybe you came this morning not thinking that God was going to meet you. But I have some news for you. That God is about to invade your life this morning. You came to Windward this morning for a good worship service, but God has other ideas for you. Because one word from God this morning, you don't have to walk out the same way you came in. You cannot be in a place like this with this kind of faith in the house, with this kind of anointing in the house, and still walk out those doors the same way you came. You can't. Where I come from, we just say, it's impossible. It's not even possible. Watch this. I'm just about finished. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now, says the Lord, and see if I'll not open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. The other version says, and see if I'll open up, if I'll not open up the floodgates of heaven and pour out a blessing. Think about it for a moment. Because I was talking to my wife last night, I was saying, it says he's going to open the floodgates of heaven. Floodgates of heaven and the windows of heaven and pour out one blessing. And the Bible says, so much so that you'll not be able to hold it. One blessing from God. One blessing. One blessing. The floodgates of heaven are open. You can't prepare for the blessing of God. One blessing. Think about it for a moment. Just one blessing. One blessing. One blessing. Think about it. One blessing. Floodgates, plural. One blessing, single. One blessing from God. You can't even build a house big enough to contain a blessing from God. You can't prepare enough for a blessing from God. You can't build a tent big enough to receive a blessing from God. You can't build a structure big enough to receive a blessing from God. A blessing from God. One blessing. One blessing. One blessing from God. One blessing. One blessing. One blessing. I will open up the floodgates of heaven, one blessing. I will open up the windows of heaven, one blessing. And there's nothing you can do to prepare to contain one blessing, one. Just one. That should make you happy. Just one. One. One for your marriage. One for your children. One for your family, one for your finances, one blessing for every devil, one blessing for every situation, one blessing for every affliction, one blessing for every pain, one for every disease, one blessing. Because when he brings you out, you come out with substance. Because when he brings you out, it's like it never happened before. He recreates everything and he makes you new. Because he is God. And beside him, there can be no other. Because he is God. He is the only one worthy to be worshipped. There is no God like him. One blessing. You came to Windward this morning. One blessing. You can live different. One blessing. One touch. One encounter. One. He'll bring you out with great substance. Hallelujah. 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 And that's why I have made up my mind. I'm committed to this one thing. That every time I set foot in the presence of God, I am not living empty. I am committed to this one thing. That every time I gather with people of God, I am not living empty. I have committed to this one thing. That every Sunday when I come and walk into those doors, into my church family, to fellowship with them, I am not living empty. I am not living empty. I am going out with great substance. One blessing. And it says, go forward. That's my last point. Go forward. So we have a situation here. And here's the situation. The Lord says to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Tell them to keep marching towards the sea, because one blessing. Tell them that the obstacle they see, I don't see the obstacle, because one blessing. Tell them that the river they see, I don't see the river, because one blessing. And tell them when they look behind them that the enemy is after them to capture them and take them back into slavery. But tell them to keep on moving. Keep on moving. Keep on keeping on, because one blessing. One blessing. One blessing. One touch. One touch. One encounter. One encounter. Keep on moving. Tell him to keep on moving. Tell him to put on their shoes and get ready to go. Tell him to just keep going, even if the Lord, it looks like the water is going to swallow them. Because one word, one blessing. Keep on keeping on. One word. Keep on moving. One blessing. One blessing. One blessing. Here's what's going on. 400 years, they've been in slavery. 400 years, they've lost everything about them. They've lost their culture and the ways of doing things. Sometimes when you're in the desert for too long, you lose a part of yourself. 400 years, they've lost who they are. 400 years, they've lost their identity. That's the reason why they're called slaves. They lost their identity and became known as slaves. They became known by what happened to them. Some of you here this morning have become known by what happened to you. You have become known by what happened to you. You have lost your sense of identity and your sense of purpose. But God says, before you are formed in your mother's womb, and God says that I know the plans that I have for you. And God says that I will bring you out. And when I do, you will come out with great substance. So they come to the Red Sea. And they find themselves in a situation. They found themselves in an affliction. They find themselves in a crisis. Because to the north of them, there is something. To the south of them, there is something. To the east of them, there is the Red Sea. To the west of them, there's the land of Goshen. And they find themselves boxed in with nothing to do. And God says, one touch, move. One touch, move. One anointing, move. One breakthrough, move. One. I am God. One, I'll deliver you. One, my word, my promise is sure and true. One blessing, one touch. Ever been there? I've been there. Backs against the wall. Dreams crushed. Everything that looked normal in your life doesn't look normal anymore. Marriage falling apart. Kids gone their own way. Family in disarray and confusion. Finances a mess. Ever been there? And there is nothing you can do to get out of your situation. There is nothing. There is nothing. There is no formula. Nothing you can do. You are boxed in and you are stuck. Your mama can't help you and your father can't help you. Nobody can help you. Your job can't help you. Your pastors can't help you. Nobody. You are stuck. You are boxed in. But God, one move. This is where the rubber meets the rod. You are boxed in with nowhere to go and no solutions that you can formulate with your carnal minds. This is where push comes to shove. You are boxed in. And there's nothing you can do but God. Because I know a God and I know a Redeemer. If I can call up the worship team and I know a Savior, and we're going to close right now. See, God was bringing them out of captivity, and He was bringing them out of their affliction. But they had to do something. That's why He told them, move. Keep moving. Because God demands complete obedience. And because God is worthy of it all this morning. And because you can't be in a place like this with such an anointing and go out there the same way you came in, that's not even possible. I'm going to invite you this morning to respond to the word of the Lord because He's worthy of it all.